Hi friends, I am Professor Ashish Hathi. I am going to take you through the subject of marketing management. Very interesting subject. Let's understand chapter 1, exploring dynamics of marketing management. We have set for ourselves certain learning objectives. Learning objectives includes your understanding the overview of marketing management, the concept of exchange so relevant to marketing management, 4 P's of marketing management, the foundation pillars as you say, the scope of marketing management, what is customer value so relevant in today's time, and overall understanding the overview of marketing and marketing processes. So let's understand what is marketing management. Henry Ford once on his producing a car has mentioned, I will provide any color provided it is black. He was so confident that people will still buy. That was an era. From there we have moved out, you know, became the era of effective salesmanship. And then the era came where you have to start understanding consumers. Consumer understanding era is an onset of marketing. Under consumer understanding, you need to really understand what your consumer wants. And when you are competing with so many other manufacturers, consumers will buy what is available to him and as per his needs. So the concept of exchange which came into picture has really set the ball rolling in favor of what is marketing management. So why there is a need for marketing management? Of course, marketing management is needed because that's the science which compels you to understand your consumer's need. Develop the product that satisfies the consumer needs. You must provide product. I am inconvenient because I have to go to bank to withdraw cash. That's why the ATM came into picture. So you must understand the need of your consumers. So consumer need is paramount. You then identify and target them. So you develop a product. After that, you need to, it is possible for you to identify and target them. That's why marketing management helps you in that. Your communication to them should draw the attention towards you and your product and your brand and your service, which encourages them to take that desired first step. Desired first step may be to exchange with you, to engage with you, to buy your product. Ultimately, that's our final objective. And therefore, it should lead to that fruitful exchange between you as a supplier and consumer as a buyer. That's why the marketing management is needed. So what is marketing management? Obviously, the question will come. Marketing management is a science which understands the consumer needs. It translates the consumer's buyer behavior. How consumer goes about buying any item, what is the behind, the need behind that, what drives him to buy certain things, what drives him away from buying certain things, what drives him to buy a particular brand, what drives him away from buying a particular brand, all that thing comes under consumer buyer behavior. So a need understanding, the buyer behavior, which is correlated, that marketing management brings out. Develop a product and a service aligned with the need of the product needed by the consumers. Consumer need a specific support or a service or a kind of a product that when you provide to your consumers, your engagement will become fruitful. Having done that, you developed a product that meets the need of your consumers, then you must to reach out. You must need to be able to identify them. Identification is nothing but segmentation and targeting. We will study that further. You have to, through a marketing communication, draw their attention. And towards you, your product, your service, ultimately, it should lead to branding and positioning in a way that people start preferring only and only your product. So that's where the marketing management helps. At the end, moving forward, utility for the consumers comes, where there are various utilities by which marketing can offer a value to your consumers, which could be form, task, time, or position utility. We'll study as we move forward. Communicating with the consumers, which is that unique selling proposition, USP as we say. So that's also the role of a marketing management. Luring consumers, so that is when you try to promote your product. You see various promotions, sales, 50% off, ek par ek free, etc. So that's luring the consumers. Maintaining the relationship, having done his first purchase, can you afford to forget him? No, that's where the relationship comes into picture, which is under the perspective of marketing management. And then ultimately build the loyalty. Building loyalty is for the equity, for customer relationship management comes into pictures, various schemes, and finally you try to win more share of consumer's pocket over a long period of time. That's where marketing management plays a very vital role, friends. Now, marketing management is nothing but the need and wants correlation. So let's understand this. What is needs? Needs is nothing but a bare minimum necessities. यानी टू सर्वाइव आई नीड अ फूड, दैट्स माई नीड. वॉन्ट इज अ डिजायर, यू वॉन्ट सर्टन थिंग्स एंड दैट्स अ डिजायर. नीड इज फॉर सर्वाइवल इज आई टोल्ड यू. वॉन्ट इज फॉर सेटिस्फाइंग द सेल्फ. सेटिस्फाइंग द सेल्फ मीन्स आई हैव अ पर्टिकुलर टाइप ऑफ यू नो एक्सपेक्टेशन दैट इज एडेड टू माई नीड, देयरफॉर इट बिकम्स माई डिजायर. Needs do not change, friends. Need remains, the need for food remains. However, our wants may change. And today I might start, I'm a Gujarati, so I probably start born and brought up with Gujarati food, but over a period I have changed my taste towards a Punjabi food, South Indian food. Now I don't like any of this and I go for say Chinese food or say Thai food, etc. So that's what, continental. So that's what my wants are changing. One person's wants may be another person's need. So friends, yani somebody who says ke bhai this is my want, it may be a need for a person. Yani. So the vegetable vendor, for the vegetable vendor, the mobile phone may be a want. Yani. Even if it is not there, he can still sell the vegetables. But for a businessman, a professional who's on the move, the telephone, mobile phone is a need. So that's the correlation between needs and wants, friends. Yani. So if I have to give you a quick example, food is a need, but McDonald's, you know, is our want. Yani. We want to eat at McDonald's burger. That's a want. Basic skin care is my need, but oil of olay needed by my wife or the any ladies for that matter, or by showing they bring the film stars to promote it, that's a want. Bathing soap is our need. We need to bath every day, but you need a Lux. That's your want. Soap. So some examples of wants could be formal wear. I want suiting. I want you know, manicure done. I want a new bicycle, home theater system. All these are wants. They are not needs. Yani. So one need to really understand what is need and the wants. Yani. So need and want plays a very vital role, and that's a market here needs to really understand. Needs can be in a different state. Need in me. Need me as a consumer or a customer lies in me in a different state of its activism. It may be a latent need. You know, I wish I can have, you know, 2-bedroom flat. That's a latent need. Yani. I have desired, but then I am not doing anything about it. Yani. So it remains latent in me. Wants are unlimited and can change over time. It's a very simple example. The guy who sits, you know, sleeps on the footpath will say, even if a hut is, you know, made available to me, I am happy. When he gets a hut, he wants maybe a room in the chawl. The guy in the chawl will say, bhai, 1-bedroom ka flat is enough. The guy who's 1-bedroom flat will want multi-bedroom flats or the row house or the bungalows. So that's what, you know, wants are unlimited. They grow as your need fulfillment starts happening. So basic need fulfilled, the new wants will emerge. Make individual realize needs are felt, wants are the desire. So needs are felt, you know, you feel the need for certain things. Want is an addition of enthusiasm, eagerness, or you know, certain elevation of your need into what you call wants. It brings an urgency for its position. So when the need is triggered and converted into wants, then only you act upon. Yani. You try to get into acquiring what you were desiring. Differentiate his needs level. Yani. So there is a different need level. For me, the mobile phone buying may not be on top of my this thing. But for young thugs today, buying a new mobile phone, it's always on their agenda. Naya iPhone aya, I must have it. Even if his old iPhone is just 1 year or 2 year old. So that's a different need level. I will wait, yeah, and I will wait for some time and then only I will buy a new iPhone. So that's how the need, the differentiation level, the need, want level is different in different individual. What you need to do is to communicate, connect, which leads to the exchange. So the guy whom you are targeting, you must communicate, connect with him so that he feels the urgency to exchange with you. The trigger is the wants. Are you able to manage and convert his needs into wants? That's the success factor of any marketeer. What kind of needs are there? Yani? So let's understand quickly the type of needs. There's a stated need. Yani. I express myself. You know, I have a stated need. I need a car to go to and fro. Basic movement, it is possible. I need a car. Real needs. A car with low operating cost or initial cost. You know, so the car should not, you know, create a problem for me, not a lot of maintenance, and initially I have to pay less amount. So then I have expressed my what was a very simple need into a real need. When I go further, unstated need, yani, when I go to a dealer, I expect the dealer gives me a very good service, attention, welcome, you know, explanation, demonstrations. These are all my unstated needs, yani. The delight needs, like the dealer to give you certain things free, you know. When you go for a delivery, if dealer tells you, madam or sir, मैंने आपके उसमें FM radio free बिठा दिया है, oh, you feel so delighted. Secret needs, yani. Friend, neighbors, yani, oh, I bought this model, you know, my people will envy me. So that's what the secret need, yani. I desire कि भाई लोग देख के जले, yani, और मेरी ही उसमें तारीफ करे, yani. So that's a secret needs, yani. So that's what the types of needs one need to first understand. I have quickly taken an example of a close-up gel. Close-up gel is for the youth of today. You can see that it is stated out here very well. The stated need for that, it's a gel with a freshness, mint flavor in it. Stated need is customer wants a toothpaste that gives a freshness to the breath. But his real need is he wants a toothpaste that keeps the bad breath away. Kharab aur durgandh se log nazik nahi aate. So he wants actually the bad breath away. Unstated need is customers do not want to get embarrassed due to bad breath in front of his friends. So that's a unstated need. The delight need is customer gets recognized for being freshness in his breath. And the secret need is he wants to be date ready so that he can date young girls. And so that's how, that's what secret need is. So I've given you a very good example of close-up freshness gel toothpaste. Let's move. So after the need is understood well, we move on to understand the wants. Wants also are classified. There is a classification of wants called rational want. I need a watch. Titan watch is more than enough. Irrational watch. Can my watch be diamond studded? Irrational. And it's not that irrational for somebody, it is a rational, but I'm giving a common man's example, it's irrational. Necessary, and it's a necessary. Tea at the restaurant is a necessary. Unnecessary, tea at the five-star hotel, then it's an unnecessary want. Yani. Cheap, Nikon 905 DSLR versus an expensive Nikon 5300 DSLR. Something which is costing 40-50,000, something which is costing 2-2.5 lakhs. So you can see that, you know, it's a classification of wants. What kind of wants I have. Logical, to see that clearly, I need a spectacle. Illogical, binocular. I cannot expect binocular to help me to see clearly. Relevant needs, wants. Yeah. Relevant wants are blazer for wedding. So you, it's a wedding is there, you need a blazer. That's a relevant want. Yeah. Irrelevant is blazer on a picnic. Then it's a irrelevant want. Yeah. So wants are again classified on this. Now the market here has to have understanding of classification of the needs, classification of the wants, and then he has to relate where he can go and hit his targeted marketing customers. So let's understand certain salient aspects of wants. While your need may be fulfilled, your wants will never be, they will always keep changing. You know, need for flat, duplex, career growth, from pizza to, you know, multi-brand pizza, this thing, trying fast food to trying Thai foods, etc. So that's what is all about wants. Wants can be triggered, that's the biggest thing, or can be created. Fast food, Maggi, Atta Noodles, Ching's Chinese Mix. Look at today, Ching's is advertising heavily. Housewives have been told it is so easy, just make the rice, put Ching's Chinese Mix. Even namak is not needed. So salt is also not needed. So that's how they've created that want. Yeah. And our wife will feel, oh, it is so easy to make Chinese rice. Want creation will generate additional demand. Public transport to Uber to, now post-COVID, people are talking more about two-wheelers. So give you an example, Starbucks satisfies the want of exclusive environment with warmth and sense of relaxation. So it's like, you know, nobody thought why this kind of thing can be accepted by people at such a costly this thing. And people have started paying when they started offering this as an ambience to their every shop. So that's what the salient aspect of wants gets reflected very well with this example. As a marketer, you need to understand, need, develop a product and then communicate to make it wanted by consumers by fulfilling his types of wants. So this is the core message that any marketer should have. What they need to, why all these aspects of need, wants that I have explained you, what is the relevance to the marketers. So that is this. Type of demands. Now, okay, there are types of demands, and so that also one need to really understand. Marketers must know okay, for his kind of product, what are the types of demands? Types of demands could be joint demand, printer and printer cartridges, razor and razor blades. So they are joint demands. I have given you an example to make things very easy, and I also can remain, you know, little quick on certain things. There are certain things on which I want to spend a little more time. So friends, we will try to accommodate each other this way. Don't feel that I am like jumping too much. Wherever there is an example, it is self-explanatory. Derived demand. Alternator demand derived from the demand for the motor. So there are two alternators going in one motor, then alternator demand is a derived demand. Latent demand, smartphone. Nobody knew before it came that such kind of a phone will get accepted by the individuals. But it was there. People were probably struggling with the button type of phones, you know. But as there was no options, things were going on. Geographical demand, Disney theme park, etc. So there are certain geographical attractions and locations that, you know, makes you go there. Seasonal demand, you know, woolen clothes, mangoes come in a particular season, cherry in a particular season, strawberry in winter. So these are all the aspects that one need to really understand. Fluctuating demand, Dell computers, event management. So these are all fluctuating demand. Probably there is no pattern to it, and they fluctuate depending on the economy, the market, etc. Regular demand. Demand for this will keep constantly coming to you. So that toothpaste, salt, these are the items for which the moment it is over, you have to have it. And therefore, they will show the picture of a regular demand. So marketers must know for this, his developed product, for the product that he has developed, what type of demand pattern will it have? That's what marketers must derive for himself. So that earlier understanding of need, wants, correlation we have understood, then the type of demand he needs to understand, so that he will be able to now know where he stands. We will learn more about it as we move forward. Categorization of products demand. So the product demands are categorized. I have earlier given you quickly an example. I am trying to explain you more out here. So regular demands are like, you know, toothpaste, grain, clothing. These are all regular. You have to have them. Seasonal is like warm clothes, mangoes, etc. I have given you that example. Elastic demand. So we have covered earlier classifications. So this here A should be read as regular, seasonal, or even, you know, the earlier type of demands that we have covered. Post which you have either elastic demand or inelastic demand. That's one need to really understand. Elastic demand means what? Higher gold demand at a lower price. So the moment price drops, the demand rises. So that's an elastic demand. There is some relation between low price or high price, to which high demand to low demand kind of thing. Inelastic demand. So irrespective of his price, people will still buy them. In higher gold demand at the higher price. Today, the gold price is touching almost 48,000 rupees for 10 tolas. But even the demand is not going down. So it's like there are certain items, there is an inelastic demand. Irrespective of the price, people will still want to buy them. The other categorization is a normal demand. So proportion to the consumer's consumption pattern. Salt, toothpaste, these are all normal demand. There will be a proportion to it, because you can't do 10 times brushing in a day. So there is some rate at which it is getting consumed. Do you know that toothpaste size that has been developed? It's also developed keeping the Indian mindset ke bhai mahine mein ek bar khareed sakte. So they have devised in a way ke bhai at the end, family of 4 to 5 people, toothpaste that will last for a month. You need to buy only the next month. Salary jabhi aaya tabhi. So these are all normal, you know, there is a proportion to that. Abnormal demand, disproportionate to the consumption pattern. Suddenly you see a jump, suddenly you see it goes down, etc. So they are abnormal. Why you are not difficult to figure out why it is suddenly rising, why it is falling, etc. So this is another categorization of products demand. I have given you one example. Understanding of demand categorization helps marketers to develop appropriate marketing response and the strategy. Understand needs, understand want, understand their correlation. You have understood types of demand, categorization of demand. This understanding will help you to develop appropriate marketing response or strategies and tactics, etc. We will learn more about it as we move forward. Encompassing role of marketing, very attractive. Like why, how, what all it covers, Janne? Let's understand that. So marketing covers production, you will wonder how, research and development, selling and services. We will try to see what is it in Indiana? So let's understand quickly. The company which has become marketing centric, everything will be governed in terms of production also will be governed based on their understanding of the consumers. Consumer need is this, so produce this. You develop a product and then you develop and produce that. Season is coming, so one need to make this product, so production will be aligned to what market wants. Research and development. Research and development will not be just abstract or ad hoc. There is a research done to which you come out with the finding that consumers are expecting some solution to their this problem. Before washing machine came, all those hand wash were there. So females were expressing, why somehow my washing should become simple. It should not be so difficult task for us. That's the reason why R&D was told by develop a product, and they came with what you call washing machines. So selling, what to sell, how to sell, what to promise, what is an exchange proposition. So all this is driven by marketing to sales. Service, what kind of service you should offer, what is the service that will add value to it. So marketing plays that very encompassing role. Very really marketing centric organization will drive all other support function. There won't be disconnect between them. They all will join hands and do things as guided by marketing to serve the final consumers. Utility offered by the marketing management. Marketing offers various utility, and that's where the opportunity comes. A marketer has to develop this sense as to what will, if I offer, that will be grabbed by consumers. So form utility, as you say, offered by producing something tangible. Something that you produce will be tangible value to your consumer. Task utility. I am right now just explaining because as we move forward, there will be an example. Task utility. Certain tasks are performed on behalf of someone else. So you are free from doing that task. So that's a task utility you have added. Time utility. Making the product or your service available whenever customer wants. So that's a time utility. Place utility, ensuring the availability of your product or a service where consumer wants. So that's, you have added a place utility. And possession utility, exchanging the product allows its use by the consumer as he likes it. So consumer has a physical possession of your goods and he will use it the way he wants it. So I have given you an example out here. Form utility, biscuits, TV, air conditioners, car, they're all form utility. There is this that possession is something that adds need for you, utility for you. Task utility, ECS mandate that I have given it to the bank, or investment planning that I have told my agent to do for me to achieve certain given return on investments. These are all task utility. Every month mera bill, BST ka, credit card ka bill, I have given a electronic clearance instruction to the bank. It automatically happens. I don't have to then worry about it. So therefore, the banks have added task utility for me. Time utility. Funds and Petals offers you delivery of the bouquet at your friend's home at a specific date. So that's a task utility, time utility. They have provided you that assurance. Okay, on this birthday, your friend will get a bouquet given by you. So you are sure that the bouquet will reach there. Place utility. Mineral water bottle is available to you in every nook and corner, remotest of the tourist spot. How that has happened? Because that marketer has created the place utility, knowing what consumers will be needing. Possession utility. Car delivery rituals. Companies do a lot of rituals while delivering the car. Puja, family is called, then crew photographs and those kinds. So this is what they are, you're adding a possession utility. While they are giving you possession, they are making it a very utilitarian for you. So we have seen that what is a utility offered by marketing, how marketing can bring various utility. And when you do this marketing, after understanding the needs and wants of the consumer, then they can arrive at this. And if they are able to trigger it, acceptance is much faster and larger. Marketing management is therefore responsible to work on creating the utility based on the need and want understanding, and hence the experience what customer will get vis-a-vis what they currently are getting, and to differentiate it from the competition. Ultimately, it should be in a way that it differentiates you. People will say, if it is Philips, rest assured, So it's like that's a confidence, you know. So that's a differentiation that it is great. Oh, you are sending a admission form by DHL. Oh, it will reach your university, no problem. So you have totally eliminated the competition. If you say I am sending my daughter's, you know, university admission to Canada by Turakhya courier, somebody will say, don't you take, you have taken a risk. The reason being, there is uncertainty about Turakhya courier's ability to really deliver in time your envelope to the university. So that's how you differentiate yourself.